Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota's monthly job growth remained flat in January, and the state's unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 percentage point to 4.4%, while the national rate ticked down 0.1 percentage point to 4.3%. Deed Commissioner Matt Verilek.
On the positive side, if you look over the year, Minnesota job growth rate still outpaced the national average. So our rate of growth was a positive 0.4%, with the Minnesota private sector also positive 0.4% over the year. For comparison, at the national level, the total number of jobs was down 0.2%, and the private sector specifically was down 0.1%.
Over the year, Minnesota gained just over 13,000 payroll jobs. The private sector gained over 10,000 jobs. The Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety is leading and coordinating a distracted driver enforcement campaign this month alongside numerous law enforcement agencies. OTS Director Mike Hansen.
Far too many people think that it can never, ever happen to them. Too many people still think that they are immune to deadly driving mistakes and that they are the exception and that they can, in fact, multitask behind the wheel when nothing could be further from the truth.
In 2025, there were 159 serious injuries and 21 fatalities related to distracted driving. After 4 days off, the Minnesota Wild returned to the home ice tonight to meet the Vancouver Canucks at Grand Casino Arena. The Wild can clinch a playoff spot tonight by just getting 1 point against the Canucks. The Wild are 6 points behind Dallas for the number two spot in the Central Division. The game starts at 7 p.m. And Minnesota State Patrol troopers are responding to several crashes, rollovers, and jackknife semis as precipitation makes its way across the state. Sergeant Jesse Grabo.
The Minnesota State Patrol local first responders are seeing is just slippery roads. That's snow accumulation, just some kind of ice underneath, making it difficult for a number of motorists that are just driving too fast for some obvious poor conditions. But again, we just need everybody to do their part to slow it down, increase their following distance, and just make sure they're wearing your seatbelt.
For the latest road conditions, head online to 511mn.org or call 511. In other headlines, bear hunt lottery applications are now open in Minnesota. The DNR says hunters have until May 1st to apply for a license for the 2026 season, which runs from September 1st through October 18th. More than 5,000 licenses are available statewide. Lottery winners will be notified by June 1st. Applications are available through the DNR website. Legislation aimed at bringing down the cost of license tab fees is stalled in the Minnesota House. Republican Senator John Jasinski of Faribault says he requested a hearing in his chamber.
The bill that I proposed would set it back to the way it was calculated earlier, so it would go back to the lower percentage, and then it would put the depreciation back the way it was, so it wasn't such a huge increase. So it basically go back to previous what was passed in 2023.
Jasinski says he's getting a lot of complaints about the spike in these license tab fees. And federal food safety officials have issued a public health alert for frozen dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets sold at Walmart stores nationwide. The USDA says great value dino nuggets produced February 10th may contain dangerously high lead levels. Consumers are urged to throw them away or return them for a refund. This is MNN.